This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Joined us. I just spent the last 10 minutes or so of the last hour covering a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral because MTV's scared of this. This went too far. They've got all these other videos they've done with white men crying and saying, I'm sorry, I'm evil. Our race is bad. We're bad people. I mean, this is like Hitler, but from the MTV perspective against white people. I mean, it is Nazi ideology against non-whites, but turned around the other way. It is crazy. MTV pulls racist resolutions for white guys video amid outrage. And again, Kit's going to post some of the older videos they've done on the same show that we've covered, where again, whites apologize for being whites. This is being taught in high schools, colleges, everywhere. They are stunting your children. They're turning them into mentally ill, crazy people that hate themselves and turning the minorities into brown KKK members if they can. While the school tries to teach your five-year-old they're a tranny and should cut their penis off. So, I mean, this is what's going on in this country, folks. It's unbelievable. So we're going to, again, add those other articles to the story that's up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral. Now, as if that isn't bad enough, we have Michelle Obama running around. And by the way, she looks like a snapping turtle. I don't say she looks like a snapping turtle because she's black, and I just like black people. I know a lot of really good-looking black ladies. It's because she looks like a hateful snapping turtle who's a man. She looks like a tranny. And, of course, I say that's the media attacks me, because everybody hates the media, and they just come to us with media attacks. And the media hadn't figured out how much they're hated, so they keep taking the bait. But, sorry, video, Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers. Now, I compare myself to an albino gorilla, so it's okay to insult people, isn't it, if you can turn around and say it about yourself. But getting serious, that's what my kids call me. They go, you look like a gorilla, Daddy. You're hairy like one, Daddy. I kind of do kind of have a chest like a gorilla. In fact, the guys this morning, we were out exercising, and they were calling me a gorilla. So, anyways, continuing, that was Q and Pat, and my son was out with us this morning exercising and hiking, and it was all big, big funny about how I look like a gorilla. Better than a snapping turtle. Now continuing, U.S. confidence surges to highest level that Gallup has ever recorded on Trump phobia, but that's okay. He's a bad person. He doesn't know what he's doing. Michelle Obama and Michael Moore, they know everything. Meanwhile, she compares people that voted, the American people for Trump, as toddlers that hit their head. She's the mommy. We're the idiots. Here she is with Oprah Winfrey. Let's analyze this propaganda.
Your husband's administration, everything, the election, was all about hope. Do you think that this administration achieved that?
Yes. I do. Because we feel the difference now.
Racial division?
See, now
ever.
We're feeling what not having hope feels like.
Oh, the exuberance?
You know.
The
hope
economy?
Is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
Yeah.
What do you give your kids if you can't give them hope? You know, our children respond to crises the way they see us respond. You know, it's like the toddler that bumps his head
That's
on the
right.
table. And they look up at you to figure out whether it hurts. And if you're like, oh, my God, they're crying. But if you're like, you know what, babe, it's okay. It's okay. And I feel that way about the nation. I feel that Barack has been that for the nation in ways that people will come to appreciate.
Oh, that's enough. So Barack Obama is our daddy, and we've hit our head. She's talking about her constituents. She's not talking about the people that she thinks are idiots that voted for Trump. She's saying her constituents are like toddlers that have hit their head. That's about what they're like, actually. And they look up to her, and she goes, that's okay, baby. It's going to be all right. I mean, the arrogance, the elitism. These are the folks that go to Africa and tell people they can't have cars or air conditioning as he walks off Air Force One with 10 planes behind him and thousands of people. and carbon footprints bigger than anything you can imagine, and $50 million a day being spent. But you can't have a house or a car or an air conditioner.
Ho, 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 this is Jet Watley from Riding with the Elephant. I'm on a new CD that just came out maybe yesterday on Beat the Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So Michelle Obama comes out with Oprah Winfrey and insults her supporters. We played the full clip in context earlier. I'm going to play it again in a moment. It's the short part where she says, you know, I see the nation as toddlers that hit their head on a table and they look up at mommy and you just got to tell them everything's all right. We're going to bleed you dry. She didn't actually say what she was thinking. But she says, we're going to, you know, take care of you. That's how she sees her constituents as a bunch of toddlers. And I got to say, we've gone out and seen their constituents. They do look like a bunch of toddlers who've been through shock therapy and then a lobotomy with an ice pick. And then the rest of them are a bunch of parasites feeding on the lobotomized toddlers. So it's a very, very sad situation indeed. We have Chris Hayes, we covered last hour, it's up on InfoWars.com, trying to cover up right now the fact that it's Islamic terror that killed the ambassador in Turkey and ran over the people at the Christmas festival there in Berlin. Whatever happened to Berlin? Well, I guess it's been brainwashed. That's what's going on there in Berlin. And, of course, you should add in the state of Berlin, it has its own state, their Secretary of State, it calls for Sharia law just last week. She's a woman. She doesn't wear a burqa in public, but but she wants you to have to wear one. And Muslim men have announced in France that if they see women out without burqas or in French cafes, they're going to have Sharia law caning carried out against them. And the Stockholm Syndrome women, most of them, they love it. They just want to make sure your daughter, your mother, has to put on a burqa as well. So that's all coming up. We also have several guests joining us today. Last hour, I played the video that they have removed because they don't want you to see it. MTV pulls racist resolution for white guys video amid outrage. Quite frankly, this isn't even as bad as some of the videos that we had articles on last year. In fact, we should pull some of those videos again, download them and play them, where they have white men going, I'm sorry, I called the Lord, whites are evil. They're like, that's right, whites are inherently bad. Learn to say it, learn to say it. The only good whites, though, are the ones that say whites are inherently bad, and then they can yell, you're an effing white male, at another white male, your opinion doesn't matter. So this is what they're pushing. We're going to be looking at that in great detail. We've got a lot of really exciting economic news I want to get to first. And Paul Krugman has really gone to the next level. But first, before I do that, let's play the clip again that's up on InfoWars.com. Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers. Her constituents particularly, they've hit their head, they're looking up at mommy, and she'll make it all okay.
Our children respond to crises the way they see us respond. You know, it's like the toddler that bumps his head on the table, and they look up at you to figure out whether it hurts. And if you're like, oh, my God, they're crying. But if you're like, you know what, babe, it's okay. It's okay. And I feel that way about the nation. I feel that Barack has been that for the nation in ways that people will come to appreciate. Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay. Let's remember the good things that we have. Let's look at the future. Let's look at all the things that we're building. All of this is important for our kids to stay focused.
That's right.
And
to
feel
keep the cult focused.
Like their work isn't in vain.
To not look at how your unemployment's doubled
if
you're black.
What do we do if we don't have hope, Oprah?
To not see how your families have been broken up. Not see how you've been putting prison in jail, but the Democrats pledging to put, quote, the predators in jail, take them to heel, domesticate you, which they did in the 60s. Just stay on the plantation. She'll take good care of you, toddlers. Well, I don't want to be a toddler. What about you? I want to be a man. Women want to be women. We want to be free. Now, before I get to Paul Krugman blowing both of his proverbial political feet off again with incredible statements and what's really happening in the economy to his chagrin, before I do that, I want to air a piece that will certainly trigger for folks. First, for TV viewers, let's put it on screen in front of me and then behind me. Paul Watson tweeted today, the ultimate triggering. Merry Christmas. Doesn't Christmas feel a little more special this year? Making Christmas great again. And for radio listeners, it's got the baby Jesus. It's got the American flag, President of the United States. Got Trump all happy, presiding over it all, with Santa Claus back there as well. And little presents under the tree and snow falling. It's so nice. Winter festival. Don't say Christmas. Don't even say holiday now. Let the triggering begin. Well, it was Gingrich a few weeks ago likened Trump to the grizzly bear in The Revenant, tearing Leonardo DiCaprio apart. Much as I can't stand Leonardo DiCaprio in his politics, I like him as an actor. Great, great movie. Very historical. Just stop gushing. The Mexican director, I think, is the best. I forget his name. Best director out there. They call that racist. As I just say he's a Mexican director, like the Russian director. But I said the word Mexican. I'm racist. I think he's the best director out there. Racist. For admiring someone. See the mind control? Just totally putting us into a catatonic basket case, learned helplessness mind control system where we don't communicate with each other because we want to be correct and nothing's correct. Everything's bad. Only CNN can tell us about WikiLeaks. So I'm going to retweet during the break at Real Alex Jones. Doesn't Christmas feel more special this year? We're going to retweet that out to everyone. And I want to encourage my graphics folks to also put out some politically incorrect stuff as well. Maybe with even a little baby Jesus on it. I love little baby Jesus, to quote Talladega Nights. But before we do that, let's go ahead and play the Revenant piece here where someone took the point of what Gingrich was talking about and put it to the big screen.
Donald Trump is the grizzly bear in The Revenant.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage.
Jeb Bush is a low-energy person.
Parson is lower energy than Bush. I don't get it.
If you're a child molester, there's no cure.
I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
I've never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
They're losers. They're babies.
It's Rubio. Little Marco.
That little Marco, and he's not cool. He sweats too much.
And then, of course, we have Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Bob. She's been crooked from the beginning. As I say, Crooked Hillary. She's as crooked as they come.
Crooked Hillary Clinton.
Such a nasty one.
Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Do we like the media? Do we hate the media?
They are terrible.
They are the worst. Sleazy guy right over here from ABC.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Whoever even heard of her before the last debate?
Katie Turk. Little Katie. The world's most dishonest people are back there.
Sit down. Go back to Univision.
The CNN is terrible.
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted. Lion Ted.
You know, Lion Ted talking about New York values with scorn in his face.
We have Lion Ted Cruz.
Lion. He's a liar.
Bible high. Puts it down and then he lies.
She said he's a pussy. That's terrible.
It's L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion Ted.
You know, I call him Lion Ted.
I've heard that.
A goofy friend named Elizabeth Warren. She is a goofus. She's a basket case. Goofy Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
It's very offensive.
Tell me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
Bernie Sanders is speaking. And these two young women came up and they took over the microphone.
Microphone? They just took the whole place over.
And he walked away. He walked, he looked so weak and so pathetic.
But Bill Clinton was abusive to women.
You know, she gained a massive amount of weight.
Pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account?
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
And your mother is voting for Trump?
By the way, I mean, they call us racist and terrorist and homophobes and just every other name in the book. And then when we respond back, we're bad. We're mean. By the way, they've been reminding me, I didn't plug once in the last hour, and I even skipped a break. That's why I want to thank all the listeners for supporting us when I do talk about the specials and the products that we have. By the way, we've done such a good job this year of not over-ordering product that we're not going to have basically anything left when the new year hits for a few weeks. Most of our nutraceuticals are going to be sold out, which is a good thing and a bad thing, but that's how we fund our operations. But I've been trying to budget things and be a little bit tighter here so I can save money to hire more crew and also pay our people better because they really deserve it. I want to thank you all for your support, but you're getting great supplements, great products, great non-GMO seeds, great water filtration systems. Great apparel to spread the word and fight the globalists in the info war. But our 2016 Christmas super sale specials are quickly selling out. So you can't get stuff delivered before Christmas in most areas of the United States now. It's just not going to happen. But it doesn't matter. You need to stock up on colloidal silver, still 50% off Silver Bullet, still 33% off on Brain Force, now 20% more in each bottle on top of that. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. There's so many specials, I can't go over them all. Winter Sun, 25% off. DNA Force, 25% off. Well, that sold out. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. That's about to sell out. Bio True Selenium, about to sell out. I'm going to be in here in the next few weeks pitching T-shirts and water filters and stuff, which you really need, obviously, but not the nutraceuticals because they're going to be sold out. So please help us at the year-end sale blow all this out so we don't have to pay tax on it. Plus, you can stock up on high-quality products you're going to be using. Again, selenium, key to electrochemical activity in the body. Go read the study for yourself. It is incredible. Same thing for the true nascent iodine that we have. Quite frankly, nobody else has it. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Blue is $9.95. We're about to sell out of that. It has colloidal silver and iodine. You can pay $14.95 so we can fund the operation. It's a new thing I'm doing. You can pay full retail or discount, depending on what you want to do. And folks are taking advantage of that. A lot of folks are paying for it full retail to help us fund the operation. So thank you for the support. God bless you for, again, your support, your prayers this Christmas. InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping store-wide, up to 50% off until everything sells out. Stay with us. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
While you were sleeping, they came and took it away.
Coming up in the next segment, when I have time, report. Obama threatened Putin with war over election hacking conspiracy theory. President used emergency red phone system to say armed conflict could ensue. Yeah, that's the word out of ambassadors and others. Hillary. obviously has talked about the fact that we needed the policy a year ago, which is now the policy of NATO and the U.S., and if they claim there's an attack via cyber attack from the continent of Eurasia, basically, or anywhere in Russian territory, that they are then going to launch a military attack on Russia. You cannot make this level of crap up. In fact, in the next segment, will you guys also just pull up the articles about new U.S. policy to cyber attack includes military attack on Russia? But I want to show that to people because, I believe me, it doesn't sound real. I get it. It sounds like a lie. Just like, oh, I've got like 15 or more different MTV videos that actually say whites are inherently bad, the world will be good when they're all gone. We're just people that have less skin pigment from Northern Europe. I mean, it's crazy. And technically, I'm a Mongol because I'm part Native American. But the whole point is, so what? This is all craziness, ladies and gentlemen. This is craziness. But they're the ones pushing it because they co-opted the whole libertarian Republican movement to end segregation and all of it in the 60s. The party of the KKK did. But let's get to this big news right now. Paul Krugman, who is wrong almost all the time because he's a disinfo operative, I've decided if he is like a total idiot with like a 75 IQ or if it's like some type of like secret comedy he's involved in, because the U.S. economy conference announcement, the U.S. economy when it comes to confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Gallup's U.S. Economic Confidence Index has never been higher than it is today, ever. They're calling it Trump euphoria. Now, how does Krugman respond to this? Krugman comes out in the New York Times and says, to join Trump administration, you have to be a white nationalist and a conspiracy theorist. So question known liars and be white, which isn't even true. He goes on to attack the economics that Trump is talking about, trying to have infrastructure spending increased with tax incentives to states, counties, and cities and individuals for infrastructure and for federal funding of infrastructure when our infrastructure is falling apart, despite the fact Krugman has called for this before, because that's just basic Keynesian economics. So he's now going back on what he claims he's an economic follower of. But forget that. Guess what he said in the New York Times in 1998? You cannot make this up. This is when Dinosaur Media was telling itself, don't worry, in an article about the internet, we're still going to be dominant. Remember back in the late 90s, the media was discussing would they be made obsolete, which has now happened? This is at Paul Krugman. The growth of the internet will slow drastically as the flaw in the law, McAfee's law, which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants, because apparent most people have nothing to say to each other. By 2005 or so, it will become clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. Now, he made that sound real scientific and real smart, like an economist would, who's giving you a false system. But has the internet gotten bigger or smaller? It's gotten tens of thousands of times logarithmically, exponentially bigger. And they say it's only going to get bigger as it ties into the Internet of Things exponentially as well, by the very architecture of how the Internet was built. And by the early 1990s, all the big tech giants had already envisioned the current system we're under. But Krugman writes a piece of trash a couple times a week, sits around getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and thinks he's a rocket scientist. Now, this is almost as bad as people saying that Al Gore invented the internet because in the 1990s, he presided over some federal infrastructure agreements. The internet was invented by the United States and England and DARPA in the 1960s. My father, in Plan 2 in high school, in the mid-1960s, was introduced to the internet, to CD-ROM, to all of it, that supposedly didn't exist for decades. So let me just tell you, we're not in Kansas anymore. They've got some incredibly advanced stuff. But people like Krugman are so delusional, they're not even, I guess, aware of it. In fact, when we come back, it's in my stack. I didn't get into this yesterday. I want to talk about how they're invading our homes with AI robot systems hiding in plain view. I'm going to dig that out and cover that as well. But first, when we come back, I'm going to get into some of the other big news that I was mentioning and covering here at the beginning of the segment. We're also going to open the phones up and take your calls ahead of guests in the third hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, baby? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Yeah.
Or I can talk to the boss.
Or I can talk to the boss.
Or I can
talk to the boss now, InfoWars. Well, I tell you, we are routing the New World Order right now together. How many times?
How many times must I say I love you?
Before you finally understand. The globalists are trying to put a chip on everybody's shoulder. White, black, it doesn't matter. To just be obsessed over what color we are or where we came from. Show that we're incompatible. Then that forces me to try to stop people from coming in. We're being turned into armies of disgruntled dumbasses. But I don't hate these people individually for being sucked into this. But the controllers, like we see in the MTV video they pulled, I'll do a special report for the Nightly News tonight showing other clips. They pulled this because of the backlash. There's stuff far worse where they're like, It is inherently bad to be white. And white men crying, I'm evil, I'm sorry. Yes, white. We need to eradicate white people. This is the type of garbage being pushed by MTV that is totally weaponized. Now, you and I see this and wake up to it and know it's wrong. But the problem is, on the college campuses, at the high schools, at the elementary schools, they show little kids from the U.S. to Australia to England images of little bunny rabbits being killed. This has been in the news. Animals dying, seals dying, and say, you're killing them. And some middle school girls go and commit suicide after they see this. It's been in the news all over the world. Or they cry seeing an apartment complex. I was talking to one mother, and her daughter after public school was in the third grade. One of the girls came to one of the birthday parties for my daughter a few years ago, and her daughter started sobbing, going, they're murdering the bunnies that live in the field. They showed them Watership Down to the third graders. And this is how they're just inflicting them with mental illness, not with empathy, not with real stewardship of the earth. Now, I want to get to the really serious news right now. You can, again, Google Hillary calls for U.S. military strikes on Russia in response to hacks. Or you can type in Biden. He gave a speech. Massive cyber attack could trigger NATO response. Stoltenberg. That was Reuters. He said, including military. Because every time I mention this, people, in fact, print that for me, please. They say, oh, that couldn't be. I'm going to show you where they said it. Because I agree, it's sensational. It sounds crazy. It doesn't sound true. It is. So the word is Obama called up Putin and said, we're going to militarily attack you or start killing your people if you do this. You notice they've started assassinating the head of Russian intelligence got killed. The ambassador got killed. The other guy got killed the same day at his house in Moscow. Got shot to death. It's going on. But before I go there, I wanted, just because I've had this in the list since Monday to play, and I've never played it. There's so many of these, but I don't want to just say universities are saying, don't just say Christmas, don't say holiday. I've got the clips all over the country. This isn't some isolated event. And all the good trendies, you know, adopt the new brainwashing, that all over the United States, they're saying ban Christmas, ban the celebration of it, do it now. So I thought we should realize this is going on with the children. They've got targeted, and with the college students. Again, they're saying don't hand out Christmas cards and things like that. That's your free speech in your own spare time to do whatever you want. You can hand out an invitation to come to a party. You can hand out little postcards that had your artwork on them. You could hand out postcards saying, please come to my church this Sunday and you know, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays, round 2016. Here's the clip.
Students for an inclusive holiday season.
Okay.
And so we are just kind of letting the administration know that a lot of students on campus choose not to celebrate anything in the winter season.
Cool. It's like a very Christian normative campus, and so we feel like it's just not really a safe space for people of different faith traditions.
Like this time of year, it feels like people can like shove their like holiday like happiness in your face, like
yeah,
Merry Christmas, like ooh, and it's just, you know, it gets kind of old.
So we're just sending a letter to the administration to be like, hey, like this can be like almost oppressive for some people. Would you guys like to sign?
I will totally sign.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Totally agree. You're
yeah, like the Christmas lights, and there's been rumors that like a Christmas tree is going to be going up, and like things like that.
Yeah,
it just kind of feels like
reform
for the non like Christmas celebrating students,
showing the students agreeing. But we have the articles, you've seen them, where they're actually banning it, saying only use holiday. Then they say don't use holiday.
Like people have been emboldened to
paintings of the football team. You know, don't show masculine men. That's hurtful.
Where you go,
not all men are masculine.
Especially that like aren't religious.
It's like bullying by wimps.
Like all the lights, it can be a little bit triggering. So we're just trying to make campus a safe space.
A little bit triggering. Need to ban those immediately.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you so much. I feel like people haven't socialized to, like, it's almost oppressive that they don't even know, like, what Christmas really means, which is, like, a Christian holiday. Like, Christians have a lot of privilege on campus because, it's, like, a lot of the holiday stuff is usually geared towards them.
The Christmas spirit, everything that comes along with that, of people, like, assuming that we want to accept gifts and assuming that we want to, like, see Christmas lights everywhere.
And see, what they're doing is they want to overthrow what's already existing in this country and then replace it with what? Corporate worship, political correctness worship. White people are inherently bad worship. Let's all have chips on our shoulders worship. Mental illness. What is a mega banking cartel that's robbing you of your freedoms, robbing you of your money, robbing you of your future, robbing you of your culture do? It does this type of psychological warfare stuff to turn people into gibbering nutcases. These people going to get college educations, 90-plus percent of the time, will never pay off the student loans in many cases, or the statistic of 90% is, and or, it's both these things, something like 50% pay off the loans. You can look it up for yourself. It varies. And, you know, something like 50% as well, but they kind of actuary it together. It's close to 90%. You can pull this up. Will never either pay off the loans or get a job in the field they actually got a degree for. Most degrees are worthless. If you want one in engineering, or you want one, you know, like an EMT certificate or a law enforcement certificate or a nurse certificate, those type of jobs, you can probably, you know, live a decent, you know, paycheck off that for the degree you paid for. But not with teaching degrees. You're probably never, with a standard teaching certificate, going to even make back the money you have spent on the education. And it's not going to compete with a comparable job mowing lawns. You know how many people I know that hustle, knock on doors, and do good jobs mowing lawns? I know people that have two or three trucks working for them that started that. I know Hispanics, and I know black, and I know white business owners that have mixed crews, you name it. Some have pure Hispanic crews. That tends to be Hispanics. It's not racist because they're Hispanic. Whatever. The point is, that's the crew as folks they know. It's homogeneous. Who are making $200,000 to $300,000 a year living in McMansions and driving $50,000 cars around. I'm going from memory here, so I'm bumbling around. The point is that I know a lot of people that have working class jobs that own plumber companies, lighting companies, you name it, that are living like kings. Their employees are paid good. They're doing well, and they don't have college degrees. That's well known. That most of the billionaires in this country didn't go to college or quit college because they're outside of the box. You go to college to basically learn how to conform and be put into a managed economy cog, and then to socially go along with the cult programming of the corporate cult that's being set up. And the corporate cult changes all the time, so there's always new downloads of the new way, the new political correctness, the new terms to use. And then you're promoted on how you follow those orders like a little brainwashed corporate Borg minion. Let me just pause for a moment because this is really getting me wound up. And I think I'm on a roll today, but I tend to get too upset, too excited. My brain starts going too fast. And I start getting facts wrong and jumbling words. Let me just... But imagine, I'm up here ranting for hours, exposing this to the public, going over it, reminding you how obscene these people are. And it's important to have a pit stop and take a break for a moment and just cool off for a second. Cool off like Fonzie. Cool off and relax. There we go. Now we can refocus. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news, but I've been a good boy. I probably covered 60 or more big articles, and I've only got 200 more. Today's a big news day. I've got at least 200 more. By the way, you think I just say 200 more looking at my articles? I bet you money that if I count these articles, it's 200 or close to it or more. I've learned what these stacks are. This little stack that's only an inch deep, I got a 4-inch stack right there. I bet it's 20 articles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is so enjoyable, not just focusing on the globalists for a minute, just doing something mindless. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I said that was 20. It's 23. I bet that stack that's almost 4 inches tall, I bet that's 80 articles. So that's 100. You add all these together, I bet it's 200. Again, I'm not just saying stuff here. I mean, I live this every day. I know what 200 articles are that I've looked at before I went on air. Can you imagine the headache I get looking at these sniveling maggots and what they're doing? I'm so sick of these people. And then I get to have a reporter here ask me questions like, so you really think they're setting up a world government? And I just, my eyes glaze over. You want to see 500 news articles announcing it? I've got articles here in the stack. I said I'd take calls, and now there's no time in this hour because I've got David Knight popping in the next segment with big breaking news that's incredibly poignant, incredibly saddening, that you must see, dealing with Islam. Probably some of the sickest video I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot from Islam, isn't it? Oh, it's not Islam, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, I understand. Where are the Muslims decrying it? A lot of Muslims don't support this. They're afraid they're going to get targeted because nobody gets bullied more than Muslims by Muslims. That's why it gets so extreme, because there's a contest to see who can be the most abusive, who can be the most out of control, who can be the most bullying. Instead of the West, trying to see who can be the most liberated, the most free, the most open. And then now that's hijacked by extreme leftists who are so leftist, they're fascist, trying to end all of our freedoms in the name of delivering us to a heavenly abode. That's called a cult. They are a cult. I don't say that rhetorically or with rhetoric to make my point. They are, by scientific design, the scientific dictatorship's idea of human sabotage so they can control us. It's the rear guard action as they steal the future, running into the future, with the future, under their arm, hoping we sit around in the dirt fighting with each other while they hijack humanity with their giant breakaway society system. But before I go any further, I didn't plug last hour, so I'm going to plug a couple times this hour. We're running the biggest specials. In fact, we did an analysis. We're now running the biggest specials. We've had some big specials this year, but this is the biggest, with free shipping, with the auto ship, 10% off additionally, with 50% off colloidal silver, 33% off a bunch of the other nutraceuticals. The lowest special is 25% off on one of the items. Which one of those is that? That's DNA Force, but it's sold out. And, oh, that's the big point. Most of this is going to sell out by the new year, which was my plan. But we did a little bit too good a job. I wanted to have some inventory going into next year. But I didn't want to pay too much, you know, that we have a state tax here in Texas on inventory. Oh, franchise tax and all this other garbage. So, yeah, we're a low-tax state, but still that didn't stand much in one of the, you know, overtaxed countries. And so we're going to sell out of the toothpaste. It's got iodine and colloidal silver in it, the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Silver Bullet, it looks like, is about to sell out. The Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, Bio-PCA, Bio-True Selenium, Secret 12, our Biome Defense Probiotic that is the best we could develop with the top companies out there. This is a true game changer. Check out Biome Defense. It's got 5.7 stars. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I thought that'd be a big hit. That's not one of our big hits. It's one of the best vitamin mineral fruit punches out there with the amino acids, you name it, and it's concentrated. It only has 4.7 stars, which is incredible, and is not one of our best sellers. I use it every day and love it. I don't know why. I thought that'd be our best seller, but it isn't. You got to take advantage of that. That's something that isn't close to selling out. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And by the way, one of the best ways to get your kids to take a multivitamin, if it's a hard multivitamin, most of those go right through your kids. It's been proven in studies. I don't want to get into it, but everybody knows most of the hard pills go out. So what we have is liquid, so you absorb almost all of it. Powdered's good, too. It's in a powdered caplet. A lot of that gets absorbed because it, you know, turns into powder in the intestines, in the stomach and the intestines. So you do get good absorption. But nothing like under your tongue, like a lot of our products, or drinking it. So it mixes with the saliva, digestion begins, it gets absorbed in the mouth, the esophagus, the esophageal membrane, and then it goes in the stomach, and then the upper and lower intestines, the large and small intestines, so more of it gets absorbed. It's amazing. I love it. When I first advertised that, a little bit of, you know, sampler container in my hand that's half the size of the real container, but even the real container itself is concentrated, so it's the same price as leading competitors, but it doesn't matter. I'm not in competition with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's rare earth mineral, basically, derived, super high quality, InfoWarsTeam.com. You buy it there, it helps fund the operation. If Bimineral Fusion is plant-derived. So two different systems. I would put them on par with each other. My kids, personally, one of my kids likes our Vitamineral Fusion. The other two like the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is still my favorite. They have the 2.0 that's totally organic, and I don't like it as much. I mean, I'm not bad-mouthing. It tastes like peach. Maybe I just like fruit punch, but you get the incredible original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and of course, the new one that's excellent, at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a toll-free number there you can call as well and order that way. But InfoWarsLife.com is our label, and it's of the highest quality as well. That's why I'm with Youngevity. They have the highest standard as well. Just absolutely amazing folks. And so we're really glad to be one of their chief distributors there at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up there, become a business, and distribute it, get bigger discounts, sign up for auto ship. You can also there get free shipping there when you do that. When you're a distributor, you get bigger discounts as well. So a great company right here in the good old U.S. of A, InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, we're going to come back after break and plunge into Obama still trying to start World War III with 29 days out. 29 days, ladies and gentlemen, until Trump's in. And what else will they try then? I will open the phone some in the next hour, even though we're going to have guests in here, because I want to get your take on how they may try to sabotage Trump. I want to crowdsource your knowledge. I want to get your take on that straight ahead. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
Through the progeny. All right, David Knight's our guest. Start of the next hour. I'm going to get into the World War III Obama's trying to start. And we're in more danger now than before. Understand that. This is very, very serious. I'm going to show you where NATO says they want physical war with Russia. And then we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in here along with Owen and other great reporters to give their views just on year end, what's happened, what they think's coming. I'm going to try to spice some of your calls in. I gave that number out, so we went to break, so we'll launch that phone system, 800-259-9231. But David Knight, I've encouraged David and the reporters, when something's really hardcore I've missed, and you think it's important, I respect our crew. If there aren't guests on at that time or there's something breaking, go ahead and just come in. Bring us the news. He said something really sad he showed me about 20 minutes ago during the last break, so I asked him to show you this and talk about it here in this segment and in the next. So we're going to be breaking that down right now. You know, if you're a TV viewer, I have this beautiful shot of the Christmas tree, time-lapse last night. We actually have a time-lapse that's amazing, and the Capitol that our great crew shot. And I look at that and think Islamists want to run people over and kill families at these. And then meanwhile, David Knight has footage and a story about a mother training her little children to be suicide bombers. I mean, this is mind control, pure demonic evil. And our leftist media is in bed with it and thinks it's sexy and says the Russian ambassador deserved to die. So, David Knight, tell us about this sickeningness.
Well, you know, Alex, I was shooting an interview for the Nightly News, and my wife had sent me this story. It's now on Drudge. People can find it there. But we had a story yesterday from Syrian girl, and she was talking about a seven-year-old that had been used as a suicide bomber for the Syria at the Syria police station. And now we've got footage of a mother who is kissing her children goodbye as suicide bombers, seven-year-old girl and a nine-year-old girl. And, Alex, this is just gut-wrenching. This is nothing but a cult of death.
And then the sickening, evil, demonic dad comes in.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I just instinctively want to attack him.
Well, you look at what's happening, and, of course, the guy has been identified as someone who's with al-Nusra. We were told back in 2013 that al-Nusra was part of the moderate rebels. We had two CIA agents meeting with them.
God, this is such child abuse. Obama and Hillary and the left are backing these people. Why are they so evil? Why do they hate Christianity? I'm talking about the liberals.
Yeah, well, they were meeting openly with them back in 2013, telling us they're moderate rebels. Then in 2015, we were told that by Petraeus, hey, we need to use al-Nusra against al-Qaeda. They are the same thing. They try to pretend they're distinct groups, and then they say that they're the same. But when you look at this video, you look at this woman who is dressed head to toe in black like some kind of death cult figure. And that's what it is. This is like the Grim Reaper, but that's her own children. You know, in our country, mothers are usually cry when they drop their kids off to school in the first grade for the first time, abandoning them.
She's hugging them to send them off to blow people up in Aleppo. And then our media literally backs these rebels and acts like they're rock stars. They have Netflix shows, HBO shows. Man, I'm sick of these people.
We need to take the gloves off. We need to call it what it is. You said it's a cult. It is a cult of death. We need to understand.
It's a satanic death cult. It's a satanic death cult.
Let
me tell you, this form of Islam is Satanism.
They've made a sacrament of death. And that's why we see the types of things that we saw at a Christmas market this week. And that's why we see this type of thing with the mother using her children. They sent them into this police station, blew them up, remote control. Now, they believe
that's right. I want to come back and talk more about this. And I want to take this very live clip right now, excise it out and post it to YouTube to just show the world the type of pure evil we're dealing with. A mother and father prepare to murder their children for Islam. And the left won't say a damn word because they hate this country so much. They're cuckolds. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.